From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. There are growing concerns about planning and organization at the Winter Olympics in Vancouver. There was, of course, the shocking death of a luge athlete just hours before the opening ceremony. Since then, there have been a number of smaller setbacks, from weather delays and ticket problems to ripply ice to a growing uproar about a fence. NPR's Tom Goldman reports from Vancouver.
I'm standing about 100 yards from the Olympic cauldron and flame right next to the International Broadcast Center here in downtown Vancouver. The Olympic flame, of course, the great symbol of the Games, the irony being that we are standing here looking at it from about 100 yards away behind a chain link fence. And I am with Adam Firth from
Edmonton, Alberta.
Okay. And you know, there seems to be kind of a growing anger about the fact that we are separated from this flame. What are your thoughts about this?
Well, it's unfortunate that we couldn't get a little bit closer and enjoy the flame from right next to it, especially seeing that there are some VIPs that are able to get up close and to be able to take some photos right up next to it. It would have been nice to possibly have some maybe different security measures, to either have some security guards monitoring the premises a little bit closer and to remove the fence altogether.
A Globe and Mail newspaper editorial today was more pointed. The headline, appealing to the head of VANOC, the Vancouver Organizing Committee, screams, "Mr. Furlong, tear down this fence." Renee Smith-Vallade is a VANOC spokeswoman.
Perhaps we did underestimate the degree to which people would want to get closer to it than they are. The key is to recognize that desire to move quickly, and I'm confident we'll have a plan in place tomorrow that will have people at a vantage point to see the cauldron that they'll be very happy with.
VANOC and the International Olympic Committee have characterized this and other early snags in the Games as teething problems. But today, a number of issues threaten to give this Olympic baby a full-blown case of colic. VANOC canceled an additional 20,000 tickets for snowboarding and freestyle skiing events because continued warm weather has melted the trucked-in snow and has made standing in spectator viewing areas dangerous. Money will be refunded to a total of 28,000 ticket holders, and VANOC will lose $1.5 million in ticket revenues. And the weather continues to be a problem up higher at the alpine skiing venues. That's where my colleague Howard Berkus is.
Standing outside in a drippy and soggy Whistler Creek side, it's easy to appreciate the new joke about the home surf advantage at these Canadian Olympics. This weekend there was too much rain and fog. Last night it was too much snow on the higher slopes. But it's still relatively warm. The lower run on the downhill course is too soft for the men's combined race today. That makes three delays in all three alpine events so far. Now, they did manage to squeeze in the men's downhill between storms yesterday. Sun is in the forecast for tomorrow and the women's downhill, but it's also going to be warm again.
As officials weather the criticism, they insist they'll deal with the problems by being creative, responding quickly, and coming up with good solutions. 12 more days to get it right. The clock is ticking. The flame is burning over there behind that fence. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Vancouver.